WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and once again, for the 1,214th time, who's counting? Welcome to School Talk. Hey, it's that time of the year, y'all. Woo! It's end of another school year. And since 2003, on this airways, the last show has always been reserved for my producer to be the host. And in this case, I got the hostess with the mostest. Good morning, Brianna Cooper.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's my last Friday as
That's a high schooler.
It's kind of overwhelming. But.
Well, you're strong and you're in charge. And I'm going to turn the mics over to you. It is your shoe. Do what you want to do. I'm here to help you. But this is the Brianna Cooper Show on School Talk. All yours.
All right, so what we're going to be talking about today is something that's really important, music education, specifically in Wayne Township. But first, we're going to get to
the Big Board.
So again, thanks to everyone for making WBDG's 49-49 Marathon a big success. That happened May 15th, 16th, and the 17th. And this is the last episode of School Talk for this year, but it will replay Sunday at 2 p.m. And the last day of school for sophomores and juniors will be June 4th. For seniors, it's June 3rd. And for teachers, their last day of school is June 5th.
You got to stay longer. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
And then graduation is Saturday, June 13th at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. And for seniors, you can go on the Squire Zoo trip on June 4th. And permission slips are in the main office. And I'm not actually sure if you can still sign up because it's pretty late in the game for that. But if you go talk to Miss Edwards, she'll probably tell you whether or not. So that's been another issue of
I got a question. What's the Squire? That's a zoo trip?
Yeah. Because cool. Since we get out on the 3rd, it's a way to make up days that we miss for snow.
Hey, that's an awesome trip.
Yeah.
Hey, can I go? I won't take up my throne. I won't eat the bananas, but go ahead.
Okay, so we have a guest in the house. Katie Brown is a senior. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And you've been, what program are you in music?
Ben Davis Symphony Orchestra.
And you've been in, how long have you been in there?
I've been in symphony for 3 years, but I've been in orchestra for 6.
Okay, so you started in middle school?
Yes.
So what caused you to sign up for orchestra, and, like, why specifically orchestra?
When I was in elementary school, they always have the high schoolers come and, like, tour and do elementary tours. And so they play for us, and, like, you get to see the orchestra and the band and the choir and everything. And I knew I wasn't good at singing, so that narrowed it down to band and choir because I didn't want to take general music because I've always loved music, and I wanted to play. But I didn't want to do band. My dad always did band, and it was always too, like, loud and shrill because my dad played the trumpet, and I didn't really like it. And I liked the classical feel of the orchestra, so that's why I went to orchestra and I signed up.
And, I mean, you keep coming back, so you've been there for 6 years. So what caused you, like, why do you keep coming back and signing up? Because I know sometimes it's hard to schedule music into your class schedule. So what inspired you to keep coming back to orchestra?
I found out that I loved playing the violin. And you made so many new friends, and it's just worth coming back. It's like, why would you sign up for any other class? You love the class, you love the people, you love the teacher, you love the friends. So I just keep coming back.
And have you, because there are so many studies out there that suggest that if you're in music programs, you become better at math and science and your grades get better. Have you seen that in yourself?
Yeah, I think playing the violin, it gives me more focus, and it teaches me, like, because obviously you have to practice, so I get more study skills, and I know how to use time management and everything in my school.
And this question is for Emerson's benefit. You're going to college, right?
Yes.
Okay, where are you going?
You're
going
to get me started. That's right.
I'm going to the University of Evansville.
Hey, push the magic button. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
And are you, did being in music help you make the decision of like what college you're going to? Did you get any scholarships through music programs?
I didn't get any scholarships through music programs, but that's because I'm not going on to play in college. Kind of unfortunate, but I figured that because I'm doing athletic training in college and managing, that I needed to spend my time focusing on that rather than music. But
speaking of time management, you're in other activities other than orchestra, right?
Yeah.
What are you involved in?
I manage for the basketball team. I ran cross country. I'm in National Honor Society. I just do whatever anyone asks me to do after school whenever I can. So
how do you balance your time? Because I know symphony, you have after-school practices a lot. So how do you balance the time between symphony practice and then cross-country practice and all the other things you do?
Well, during contest season for symphony, we'll have Monday night rehearsals from 6 to 8, starting probably about January, maybe even before that. And our contest would be in April. So I kind of roll with it. Usually practice is like right after school, so I'll have time to, a lot of times I don't have time to eat dinner, but I make it work. I'll snack in between breaks during orchestra practice, or it's just a lot of staying up late and doing homework and eating dinner late, but I make it work.
Well, that's dedication. Have you seen personal growth since joining orchestra?
Yeah. I think I can handle a lot more stress than I could before orchestra, and I've learned to deal with all types of people, so that's pretty helpful.
And you're the concert mistress.
Yes.
Which means, can you explain that a little bit?
Pretty much it means I play violin, and there's two different violin sections. There's first violin and second violin. And concert mistress is the first chair, which is the number one spot in the first violin section. So basically I lead the entire orchestra. I don't conduct or anything. We have a conductor for that. But technically, I'm supposed to be, air quotes, the best player in the orchestra, but there's so many other good people. So
how did you get to that position? Was it a lot of practice?
Oh, goodness. yes, it was a lot of competition, a lot of practice, lessons, all types of things.
And you had your last concert, was it a couple weeks ago that Springfest happened?
May 21st was our last concert. So
what were you feeling like as you were playing your last piece of being a high school orchestra member?
Well, it was kind of surreal. It didn't really hit me at that moment that it was like my last piece, but there was a time in there where our teacher had us stand up and recognize all the seniors. And so I didn't think I was going to cry that night. It wasn't even a thought in my mind that anything was making me sad. And when she had to stand up and like everyone was clapping and screaming for the seniors, it was just so surreal. And I kind of got teary-eyed. So that was awesome.
And we've got another guest in the house. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, I'm here.
So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and what music program you're in?
All right, my name is Marvin Bills, and I am in the Ben Davis Choir. I'm a part of the Ben Davis Choir Department. I'm in Premieres, which is their show choir, their mixed show choir, and I'm in Purple Airs, which is their concert choir.
Katie and I were just talking about her last concert as a member of orchestra, and you just recently had your last concert, right?
We did. We just had Spring Spectacular last week.
Okay, how'd that go?
That went pretty well. Tears. Mm-hmm. The last show, but it was fun. It was nice. It's bittersweet. Our last concert, being able to perform the songs for premieres. We actually have Relay for Life tomorrow, so that's actually our last official choir activity that we'll be doing. But Spring Spectacular was great.
That's awesome. And I asked Katie this: you're going to college, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, where are you headed?
I'll be going to Indiana State University.
Whoa! Yeah!
And are you continuing music throughout college?
I will not. My true passion lies within broadcasting.
Awesome. And one of the biggest questions I have, because we're talking about the importance of music education in school,
mm-hmm.
Have you been in choir since middle school?
I've been in choir since middle school.
Okay, so what keeps you signing up for the class, or kept you signing up for the class?
Well, I was always into singing. I grew up singing in church with my grandmother and my family. So I was always into singing. I was introduced to show choir when I got to sixth grade and saw the Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade show choir dance. And I was like, oh, I can't dance, but maybe I like doing it. I joined it 7th grade year, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. Became a pretty good dancer at 8th grade. And I was like, I'm going to keep doing this. Well, I kept doing it because I wanted to get better. And I realized that I wasn't as good as I wanted to be. So I just kept doing it. That's what kept, you know, causing me to sign up, was just wanting to get better and better and better at dancing and singing. So, and I'm glad I kept going, because after seeing premieres my 8th grade year, I was like, I got to be in that group. So.
And both of you are super involved in school, other than orchestra and choir. Have you seen the skills that you learn in your program spread over to the other events that you're involved in?
I have. I definitely have. Choir has taught me to be more open-minded and to be a leader. It's choir kids are, they come off, some of them come off as judgmental, but they are fun and accepting. And that's what it's caused me to be. It's just caused me to be really open-minded, be really fun, be a leader.
Katie?
Orchestra has also taught me to be a leader. Being concert mistress has taught me that I have to lead sections. I've always been the leader of, like, when I was in the second violins, I was first chair. So I always had to lead sectionals and everything. So pretty much orchestra has just taught me to be a leader in orchestra and school and in my community.
Did you ever, when you first started out in your programs, did you see yourself finishing senior year and going all the way through?
I did. Because like I said, I wanted to get better. So I kept signing up. I was like, I'm going to keep doing this until I get to where I feel that I'm, you know, to where I get that I'm content with where I am. So I, yeah.
I think I did too. Every year it was a struggle because it was so stressful. And I was like, maybe I don't want to do this. But then I was like, no, I have to do this. I have to keep doing this. I have to get better. I love all these people. So I just kept coming back. So, yeah.
And speaking of stress, both choir and orchestra have competitions, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you balance competition season with your schoolwork and your other activities and having a social life?
Wow, that is competition. Doing competition season is competition period. For choir, competition season starts in the wintertime. And that's pretty hectic. You have Saturday mornings as early as 5 a.m. to about 12 midnight, and you don't get home until 1 sometimes. And then for some of us, you know, we work, so we go to work the next day, and then you got to go to school the next day. So it's hard. I can only say what most people say, most adults, anyone: eat healthy, keep yourself up. That's the best way to stay on top of things during a competition season and while you're in school, and stay on top of your work. Don't slack, because it's really easy to slack. And if you start slacking, then you'll regret it toward the end of the year.
I would just have to say, for we start preparing for a contest in the winter too. We don't have our first group contest until April or May, so it's a lot of stress. Find a good friend you can talk to so you can get things off your chest, because you're going to be stressed. Maybe a parent that you can, because I like to talk to my mom, and sometimes she's just got to help me push through and do my schoolwork and handle orchestra all at the same time. So that's my advice.
Where does that drive come from? Does it come from a genuine love of music? Does it come from your family? Like, what keeps, like, what pushes you when you want to quit?
I just love music. I've always loved music. I think that's it. It's the love of music and wanting to get better has just kept me pushing through.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think the love of music and just, yeah, I can't really say anything else. Just the love of music. I think you just like it. You want to keep doing it. You like the art of music, so you just want to keep doing it, learn more about it. So,
mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take about a 30-second break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about music education.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
How important was that text? Texting and driving. Let's not.
All right, we're back on School Talk with Marvin Bills and Katie Brown.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about music education, but one thing also, you both are seniors.
Yes.
Right. So this is your last Friday as high school students. So we talked about the last concert of the year, but what's been going through your mind as you're preparing to leave high school and move on to college?
Wow. So much has been going through my mind. I can't even begin. I don't even know where to start. Just what plans. I'm such a worrier. I'm always wanting to have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C. Just plans to have after high school. I want to make sure that I have something mapped out. So that's just the only thing that's been on my mind, is just making sure that I stay on track. Just making sure that I know what I'm going to do and making sure that I follow through with what I said I was going to do. Go positive, staying optimistic.
As a senior, I've just like the end of the school year, I've been thinking a lot about this summer and how much I want to do like with my friends before we go to college and like all the fun things I want to do, but just making sure that I like am safe while doing those fun things, because I want to make sure I get to college and do my career. So, yeah.
And has being a senior, like knowing when you come in August that this is your last year, does it make concerts more like sentimental for you?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. For some of us, for some seniors, you've had your run. You've had your cut of music, but you'll always still like it. So I think you've had your share of, you know, the music department, and you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's bittersweet. You know, I'm kind of ready, and then I'm kind of not ready to be done with it. But yeah.
It's just, you know that, like he said, you know, you've done your run, and you know that your senior year, you have to give it like all you got, because there's nothing, you have nothing else to like show after that. You have to do your best run your last senior year, and it's almost a lot of pressure, but you have fun doing it. So,
and you both talked a lot about how you balance your time and how much dedication it takes to be in this music program for mm-hmm. 6 years, like you both have.
Yeah.
Has this, I know, you're not continuing music education in college, but has this changed your perspective on working hard and what it means to be a member of a team?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, for sure. I think any activity that you partake in school will teach you a lot about being a part of a group, being a part of a team. I think that you'll get leadership qualities from being a part of any activity at school. And it has, definitely. You have to work hard. And this is not just for music. This is for anything. You have to work hard to be and accomplish what you want to be. And whether it is that you want to be that dance captain, or you want to be that captain in orchestra, anything, you have to work hard. So it has taught you to just keep working hard and just keep pressing, and you'll get it. Hard work pays off. So,
yeah, a lot of hard work, and being a part of orchestra, and I'm sure same for show choir, mm-hmm. You have to like get along with people. You have to use a lot of teamwork, because if one person is off in an orchestra, it doesn't sound right. You have to be together. You have to be one unit. So it teaches a lot of teamwork.
Yeah, everything has to fit. Everything mm-hmm. has to fit. I think a perfect team team member quality to have, to take from any type of team, is to know that you should be able to work with anybody, regardless mm-hmm. how you feel about that person. And I think that that's the biggest lesson that being a part of a team teaches you in a group, is that you may not like everybody, but you all have to work together to reach the goal, because you can't reach it by yourself. So I think it just teaches you to work with anybody, regardless of the problem that you have with them, because that's the mature thing to do. And it'll teach you a lot. It'll teach you to be mature.
And that being said, one thing you hear a lot about in music classes, specifically in high school, is that the bond between the students is so much stronger than you'd find in a typical classroom.
Yeah.
Does that, I mean, you guys have made some of your best friends in your music programs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about this. So how is the bond between students in a music class different from any other class or club or activity in your experience?
Well, for me, depending on the activity that you're participating in, I think the time that you spend with each other has a big, takes a big part. You are spending so much time in orchestra and in choir. And I know with debate and speech and, you know, ROTC, these groups are, they're spending so much time there with each other that you create a bond. And that kind of brings me kind of back to what when I was saying that being able to work with someone that you kind of don't like for whatever reason, it helps, because you may not like that person, but by the end of the journey, you like that person. All of a sudden, the worst enemies can become the best of friends. I think that being with each other and getting to know each other has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, like especially after concerts and everything, you don't want to go home because you're on such like adrenaline rush, like a high, and you want to like go out and hang out with your friends. And you just like, because for orchestra we have like pool parties and stuff, so like even people you didn't talk to before, like you just start talking to. And then like I've developed a really good friend over this past year in orchestra because we started talking at this pool party that we had at the end of last year during the summer. So I mean, it's just crazy, and I love it.
And on this show, we always talk about the amazing things that we're doing in Wayne Township. And both the orchestra and the choir department took a really big trip this year. Do you guys want to talk about those?
Yeah. You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. We went to Disney World this year and Universal Studios, and we performed at Universal in front of whoever wanted to watch. It was a free concert, but it was amazing. And going out with all my friends to another state and staying in a hotel room and going to the beach and everything. It was just an amazing experience, and I'm definitely never going to forget that.
We, the choir department, went to New York, and it was the same as her. It was an absolutely amazing experience. I think for any artist, any music artist, going to New York is probably one of their off their to-do list. You know, they want to go there before anything because it's, you know, the capital. But we performed with some Broadway performers from the Broadway show Aladdin. Not on stage, but we had a workshop with them. And then at the actual show, we actually stood up in the audience and sang one of the songs with them together in front of the audience, which was really, really fun. We also got to perform in front of more Broadway performers. I think New York, the experience was just great. Times Square, the people. They're kind of rude down there, though. I wasn't used to it. I don't want to have to fight, but they were kind of rude down there in New York, so I wasn't used to that. But it was a good experience. I liked it.
That sound, when you're talking about doing something you love and traveling, doing that, does that change? I mean, because I know both of you said it can get really stressful and sometimes thinking about quitting stuff like that. Does that make up for it?
All the stress. Yes, it does. It goes back to hard work paying off. Hard work does pay off. You know, you work hard. You struggle a little bit, and then you, in the end, you get your reward.
Yeah, I definitely know a few people that, because we only go to Disney every 3 years, and I know people that were gonna quit like last year or the year before or so, but they wanted to go on the Disney trip because they know it's so fun. Yeah. So they stayed in orchestra just for the Disney trip, and then they end up staying their next year after that because like they don't want to leave their friends now.
Yeah, so. We have a lot of people that are like, oh, well, you know what? I'll just stay a part of this because I want to be able to go to this trip with you guys. And then, you know, the trip is way at the end of competition season.
Yeah.
We spend so much time, they end up actually liking what they were going to quit to do just for the trip. So they, you know, like you said, they end up doing it next year, but not only because of the people, but they really enjoy what they're doing. They've developed some type of passion for it as well. So they want to keep doing it regardless of the trip. So
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen in 6 years, but is there a moment, and it might be the trip, I don't know, but is there a moment in your time in orchestra and choir that really defines the class for you and what it means to you?
I have one. My junior year, I was part of the first violin section. I wasn't concert mistress yet, but I was assistant to the concert mistress. And we had 5 people in our section. And the night we go to contest, that day we go to contest is a very long day. And so that night, we do rehearsal or whatever, and we eat dinner together, and we're getting ready to pack up to leave to go to the other school. And our teacher tells us to go out into the hallway or into a practice room with our section and just like talk about the year or whatever, or like hug it out or do something. So we all got in the hallway, and I don't think we realized how close we were until that moment, because as soon as we got out in the hallway, and there were 3 seniors in that section at the time, and me and a sophomore, and we were all sitting there, and we all kind of like looked at each other, and we just started crying because we realized that those 3 weren't coming back, and that was the last night we were all going to perform together, and it was really sad, but it was one of the best moments of orchestra because it just showed me like the bond that you can make with people. So
yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Being on stage kind of defined it, I think, for choir people, and also the bond that you connect, that you have with the group, whether it's your group or other groups that you see at competition, but being on stage the most. We have a choir kids, and just like orchestra kids and any other group, you get so caught up in wanting to win so much that you mm-hmm. forget why you're actually doing it, and that's because you love it. But once you step foot on that stage and you hear the crowd roaring mm-hmm. and your people shouting it, you remember that, you know, I'm doing this because I love to entertain people. So I think that that's what that defines it, being on stage and performing, for sure.
And what would you say to a kid who's in music class and thinking of dropping, whether it's for like a schedule conflict or they just don't like the class? What would you say to them to try to get them to stay?
Well, if they don't like it, I'd want to know why.
Yeah.
But if they happen to not like it because they just, it's not for them, I would tell them to just try it out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, that free trial that you get that Pandora tries to get you mm-hmm. to click on with no advertisements. Yeah. Kind of like that. Just try it out for a moment and see if you like it. And I guarantee that you'll learn something. You'll walk away with something.
You'll like something
about
it.
Yeah, whether it's good or bad, you'll like something about it. And the schedule conflict, well, that also depends on how much you really like it.
Yeah.
So if you really like it, then you'll make sure that you can move things around to stay in it, because I know that's what I did. If you don't really like it, if it's not your priority, then you'll probably just, you know.
Yeah.
But advice would just be to stay in it. Don't you give up too easy. We just give up too easily. Just try it. Try it out a little bit. There's no harm in that.
Yeah.
You're young.
Same thing.
You got time.
Same exact
thing. You got time to try.
So I know we talked about you're both seniors, you're moving on soon, so this is your chance to, you know, whoever's listening, what does music really mean to you? Like, if you hadn't been in music class, how would your high school experience have been different?
Well, I definitely would not have made the friends I made. I wouldn't have become a leader. I probably wouldn't be as outgoing as I am. I wouldn't have developed the skills I need for my career if I wasn't in orchestra. I mean, there's just so many things.
Yeah, it teaches you a lot. I think for me, it's just being able, it's just courageous. You have to be courageous to be and stand in front of people. I think that that's what it's taught me. It's taught me to be courageous. It's taught me to just stand out, step up, and to not be afraid to take chances. That's what it's definitely taught me, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of confidence.
Yeah,
a lot of confidence.
A lot
building.
Of confidence, yeah. And again, what we talked about earlier in the show, just leadership skills and team member skills. And if I wasn't a part of choir, I think my high school career would have been okay.
Yeah.
I think it would have been okay.
Yeah.
But I think choir definitely helped that, for sure.
For sure.
That's great. And I know you're not continuing music in college, which is fine, but I know broadcasting and physical therapy, you guys are going to go on to do some really great things because you're giants. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And thanks for, thanks for being giants and being awesome and being involved in music. All right. To the parents and the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others, but to give out is where you're going to be given back. To the students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat, like Marvin and Katie. And young men, be a man. I got to get the paper to rip. Be a man and pull up your bank. How do you do this, Emerson?
Just tear it apart because I can't stand sagging. Everybody say it at the same time. We can't stand sagging. One more time.
We can't stand sagging.
I probably shouldn't have said that in the high-pitched voice that I did.
I can be the bass. You can be the soprano. You can be the alto. I don't care.
The views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the MSD, Blaine Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBG. Class dismissed until next year.
Hey!
Thanks for tuning in to School Talk.
Yeah,